Okay, me back again. So one of the styles of reading tends to be like just traditional, a traditional style that I picked up while I was traveling in Syria, and it's I don't know. I'm just gonna do it, and then we can kind of talk about, what kind of style I think it is. So yeah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين صدق الله العظيم. Okay, so that's it done. It's been a while. I used to like read all the time. And I used to read, and my breath control was much, much more better. You could tell at the end I was kind of running out of breath and stuff. But that's one style, one melody. I don't. When you read the Quran, there's the melody, but there's also a concept known as tajweed. Tajweed is like the how you recite the words, or yeah, how you recite the letters individually, because it's Arabic letters have a particular sound to them, and there's a certain premise and a certain style of making sure that they're pronounced in the correct way. So you have, b, t, th, j, h, kh, d, th, r, z, s, sh, s, d, t, z, r, g, f, q, those are the letters of the Arabic language, and it means that all of those need to be recited in the right way, or read in the or pronounced. I keep saying recited, pronounced in the right way. So when you have individual letters and then you add them up in a word, they've got to be said in the right way. So alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. So there's the ha, the ma, all these little individual letters together need to be pronounced in the right way, and that's an art in itself.